this blasted thing. Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. An armed deputy at the school where 17 people were shot and killed in Florida last week is seen on surveillance video standing outside doing nothing. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel says he's
devastated, sick to my stomach. There are no words.
The officer, Scott Peterson, was suspended without pay and then chose to resign. President Trump speaks this morning at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland. Fox's Griff Jenkins is there.
He spoke last year for the first time as a sitting president. He returns today for the second time, leading what many are calling a new conservative revolution in the vein of Ronald Reagan. And there are some other speakers, too, that are exciting to hear from. And that is Energy Secretary Rick Perry, as well as Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. We're going to hear from our own Laura Ingraham, as well as the White House's Kellyanne Conway.
The president's speech is scheduled at 10:05 Eastern. Fox News. You report, you decide.
At the starting point of Winter Olympic competitions, who we hear yell stuff at the athletes. Whether it's downhill skiing, the bobsled, or the luge, your incoherent last-second gibberish must mean something to motivate the great Olympians for a better chance at standing on the podium. And when they are, with medal in hand, they'll have you to thank for yelling when it all began. You are a part of their big win. And to you, we say...
Get up early so you don't have to. It's Greg Budell.
The most interesting man in the world.
Jay Scott.
Technically an adult with the mental age below 3 years old.
Emily Hayes.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Bailey, the wonder dog. And Rich Thomas.
As the Beaver.
Live on News Talk 93.1, it's three men and a lady. Oh yeah, and a dog.
Unfortunately, there will be no 6, 7, or 8 o'clock chicken for the dog. Oh. And Bailey said... I say... Let's have some scrambled eggs this morning.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There could be some patchy fog in spots this morning, but not nearly as widespread as it was yesterday morning. Look for a sun and cloud mix again today. ... on our weather for the week, the whole week we've had. And we had 84 yesterday, following 85 the day before. I think we're easily tying the record or surpassing the record of 83 today. Spotty showers possible? Sure, I suppose. There'll be a couple of specks on the radar, but not many today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, another partly sunny day with a high in the lower 80s again, teasing the record high of 83, possibly getting there. Risk of a shower or storm in the afternoon or evening hours, but a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible by late Saturday night and increasing in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday, some of which could be strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts, can't rule out some brief tornadoes in Alabama. So that's a big deal, front coming in. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Sunday's high around 72. If you don't have our weather app on your phone, for heaven's sakes, get it now and allow push notifications for watches and warnings. May come in really handy this weekend. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama. Right now, we have east winds at 6 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies, a few foggy spots, temperature 60 at 6:07.
Can I share something?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you already laughing at me? Well, because I know I have to get in when I can. So... I've been stressed out about, not stressed out, but I'm slightly concerned because I keep finding costumes for my friends, not costumes, but, you know, it's the Dallas party tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this great dress for my friend Ashley.
Hold on, let me turn on Alexa, go ahead.
So I found this great dress for my friend Ashley.
Uh-huh.
Found a really great one for my friend Connie, who
uh-huh.
still wants to meet you, by the way.
Okay.
Rich, she said you denied her friend request on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So I keep finding things for everybody else. And last night, I thought I found something for me. And
uh-huh.
I was in a rush. I was at Eastbrook. I'm downstairs, like, looking through the vintage clothes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they announced, they're like... We are closing in 20 minutes. In 15 minutes, we will turn all the lights off. And I'm
uh-huh.
like, I'm not going to die in the Eastbrook Flea Market downstairs
uh-huh.
in the vintage clothes section. So I thought I found something that was going to work. And it's not. It's not going to work. I'm not happy about it. I've got it. I've got it in the car. I got to take it back, even though I don't think they take refunds or anything like that. So now I just...
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Am I too
uh-huh.
loud for you?
No, I just needed the volume turned down a bit in my headphones.
So I'm just slightly concerned because, you know, it's 24 hours away now,
uh-huh.
and I've hit up thrift stores and Eastbrook. I'm going to have to go back to Eastbrook.
So you don't have anything to wear?
Not that I'm pleased with.
Uh-huh.
You set up this party like...
2 months ago.
2 months ago.
How
yeah.
about the Elvis
I cannot wear the Elvis jumpsuit.
Because didn't he show up at South
Elvis
Park one time?
South uh-huh. Fork. South Fork. I don't think Elvis was ever on Dallas.
Uh-huh.
You don't know.
I'm just slightly concerned that, I mean...
That you put on a party that you're not going to have an outfit for?
Oh, I will have an outfit. I just don't want to have to drive all over God's green earth to find something.
Uh-huh.
But I will.
Uh-huh.
My hair will be huge.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm very excited.
It's your party. You can cry if you want to. You would cry, too, if it happened to you, right?
Are you coming?
There's a very good chance you'll see me. However, there's going to be severe weather late Saturday night.
Oh.
I'll be up in the middle of the night, and so I may make a very brief cameo.
I got a great
idea. Oh, my God.
I think I solved this whole thing. Why don't you come and bring Mr. Microphone?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
And you can do play-by-play on the severe weather for everybody at the party.
Connie will die. Connie will be so excited.
Maybe I can send a video.
You're welcome to ride up with the Ritterbuttals.
Yeah, y'all should carpool.
But you're going to stay longer than
I am not a late stayer at parties. If I can do an hour, it's a miracle.
I'm worried about severe weather late Saturday night. And so
if you get there early enough,
I am your digital rain gauge boy first class. Yeah. If you need me, sir, I am there on
y'all
duty.
Y'all together.
Why don't you guys... Here's an idea. Now you're going to be dealing with weather.
Yeah.
But you guys carpool and go at like 5 up to Prattville.
No, why? 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 The party's not till 7.
We meant when let him finish.
Let him finish.
God. Let him finish. Counselor?
The bowling alley is right next door.
Sustained. Okay.
Thanks.
Spit take.
I don't know. Do you bowl?
I have.
You're Ohio,
What the hell does that mean?
What the hell does that mean?
I'm right there with Rich. Like, what the hell does that mean?
Doesn't Ohio...
like, it's the national sport of Ohio?
Yeah.
A
bunch of bowlers, you know.
Right?
I am.
And Polish people and...
I went to Ancestry.com and found I descended from a long line of bowling teams. I mean, it's just the way it is. That was the funny part I just said.
I don't know why. I just thought that Ohio had a lot of, like, bowling.
Oh, but well, please continue with your scenario.
I think bowling
alleys are in all 50 states now.
They go bowl. They get in a couple of games of bowling in next door at the bowling alley, and then 7 o'clock, pop in, say hello, and...
Why the hell would we go to the bowling alley, though? Why did that... what does that mean?
If not that, we could rechart the path of the 2008 tornado.
Or you could hit up the artisan wells. Artisan wells.
So it's not just a drive down, boom, drive back, and done. You just, you know, get a
he's
game
trying
bowling
to make,
in
he's
something.
Trying to make a day in Prattville for y'all.
No, not a day.
He's just trying to make it, you know what? I was about to say make it worth your while to come up there, but it is worth your while because it's my freaking birthday, Jay.
Your birthday's on Thursday.
It's my birthday party.
Yeah.
Well, one of.
So the second birthday event out of...
Three.
Yeah.
Is there three?
Let's see. We had Baumhauer's this past week. We got your party this week, and then we got Thursday.
The day of.
Oh, and then March 3rd, party's being thrown for me in Birmingham.
See? Four. Four parties?
Four.
And then that following weekend, I have to go to Mobile for South Sounds related things, and then, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a party there, too.
And then there was the lunch, right?
Oh, you're doing a lunch.
Oh, yeah, the lunch on Wednesday.
Five.
At least five celebrations for your birthday.
So if you can't make one of them, folks, you got an opportunity to, you have five opportunities, folks.
You only turn 33 and a third once.
Jesus.
I'll find out someday.
With that boyish face of yours, you can get away with that one for a long time. Rich Thomas.
I'm really pumped. I'm starting to get excited about it, but I am a little stressed out about the costume situation, the dress situation. I pulled up a picture of my mom from her second marriage in 1988, and that's what I'm pretty much going to go for hair-wise. Because she never got a perm or anything. We just have really thick hair in my family, and she would always hot roll it. I remember that. So I told my friend Ashley that also does my hair.
Did you get a good sleep last night?
Me?
Yeah,
I did.
Seems like it.
Yeah. Oh, man. And my little cough pills are just, I've worked out a schedule with them, and life is great.
I need this weekend to reset my entire schedule. I am such a mess. Although I did, you'll find downstairs, I think... The reviews on the Reuben this week?
Oh, my gosh. They're incredible. They're incredible. And so I've been, kind of breaking the rules that it was a big, big steak yesterday we had.
Mm-hmm. Meat twice yesterday.
We had steak twice yesterday.
John Wayne
meals. And
then
this morning. So
I need to do a meat-free substitute on Fridays.
Now, yesterday...
Because it's
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I have a fresh...
No meat on...
Pot of chocolate in the car.
But yesterday I run out and I didn't have time to make one coming in, so I decided to go to the Taliban gas station across the street.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
That is the worst. That is the worst gas station in America. First of all, their fountain soda machine has been broken for 8 years.
Which is exactly how long the wieners have been rotating in
the Reno Rissery.
They're under new ownership now. It's ISIS.
That's right. When you open
the all station.
Ah, stop it.
When you try to get a soda from there or any kind of drink that you think would be like cooled off or whatever, they're cool.
Yeah.
And they don't turn the refrigerated part on. But he did tell me one day when I felt really sick, and I walked in there and when I was still smoking and I got a pack of cigarettes, he's like, "Oh, beauty queen, come in." And I was like, "Oh, thanks."
I didn't know Randall worked there.
In that.
So yesterday, apparently they don't use their air conditioning.
Oh.
Because
they don't refrigerate their drinks. Why would they use their air conditioning?
Exactly. But I needed some chocolate, so I got a small bag of peanut butter cup miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
I came here and I opened one up and it was mush.
Gooey.
Popped them into the freezer. It had to be 90 degrees in there yesterday.
Lort.
Now, maybe the manager came from a climate where they're, you know, used to peanut butter cups and Camels, which is actually what they have, and a lot of cigarettes and so forth.
It's a country song named that.
So I tossed them in the freezer here and saved the batch.
Ew.
Wow, it's 60 minutes after 6. Now, a month ago, we were waiting for the snow to melt. Now we're out there in the afternoon heat saying,
"I'm dying over here."
I feel a lot more confident in talking pools today than I did maybe a month ago.
Yeah, boy.
This is a reminder, it's going to get mighty hot, and I just want to remind you that we're supported by the number one pool builder in the world, Blue Haven. If you've always thought about having a pool installed on your property, they can pretty much customize a pool project of any size to fit the space that you have available, and the modernization of the pool is really something to behold. Now, we have our house came with a pool, and the first thing I learned is, wow, they use a lot of electricity. And that's because the filtration system on our particular pool was old. So Blue Haven came out and installed their new bottled water technology filtration system, which is far more energy efficient because it runs all year and leaves behind a quality of water that you can see with the naked eye. It's just crystal clear. It's that good. And smart pool technology allows you to turn the system on and off through your phone. You can observe. You can even operate the pool lights if you want. Sometimes that makes an additional security feature. Talk to Blue Haven about smart pool technology for your home, and truly, based on the early energy savings we've seen, this does pay for itself and leaves you a better result. Call Blue Haven later this morning at 277-3100 or just explore their website, bluehaven.com. At 17 minutes after 6, we got news, our first look of the roads. Rich has the timeline for the 23rd of February coming up.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Nasty.
Montgomery's got the nod to host the 2018 High School Triathlon State Championships by USA Triathlon. The Montgomery-based competition, Baptist Health's Capital of Dreams Triathlon, is in its sixth year. May 5th, that competition will serve as one of 30 state championship sites in the country and the only one in Alabama. Shaquille Upshaw, age 22, of Montgomery, has been sentenced to 150 years in prison. This is a bad guy. He was already in jail, out on parole. He robbed three women within an hour, assaulted and threatened all three. D.A. Daryl Bailey says his reign of terror is over with the citizens of Montgomery. He'll die in prison, and Montgomery's a safer place without him. And Dr. Scott Harris has been named Alabama's newest state health officer by the Alabama State Committee of Public Health. Congratulations. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
You don't have to be popular to have everyone like you.
Who are you?
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
Well, I haven't said anything worth hearing.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope your Friday morning's going well.
Everything's looking good out on the roadways for you this morning. Nothing on the interstate system so far. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. Not seeing anything on the 31s. Taylor and Vaughn, not bad at all. Mini-term B classes begin March 7th at Trenum State. Register and get your financial assistance started now at Trenum State, the college for real careers. 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We can't air that.
One of the most provocative interviews ever put on tape.
How do I know you guys aren't going to chop it up later and make me look like an idiot?
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry here, and we are now located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road, out by Chappie's. We're open 7 days a week, and we're there to service you any which way we can do it. We make it, we really make it, and we'll repair it for you. Let us fix up your jewelry, let us retune it, like let us make it bright, like brand new. If you're tired of it, let us remake it into something new. If you're really tired of us, trade it in, get something new, or just sell it and walk away with a check. Come visit us at Marguerite's and Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Never stop, never stop.
drifted away there at 6:24 with the timeline for the 23rd of February. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
That's a funny cat video you got in front of me here. It's the 54th day of the year. There are 311 days left. Now get this. This is National Curling is Cool Day. I still don't get it. I still don't understand not only that sport, but why somebody decided that we need it and how it came about.
The involvement of all sports is kind of interesting. How baseball came sort of out of cricket and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And how it's an Olympic sport.
Someday we need to play the George Carlin on baseball, the difference between baseball and football.
You can do that today if you want.
And go home. Yeah, we're going home. It's International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day.
I'm sorry you're getting no food today. You're supposed to be fasting.
You're supposed to be fasting.
It's lit.
That's not the reason. She gave up food for Lent. It's National Tootsie Roll Day. And it's National Women in Blue Jeans Day.
I didn't get the memo.
Women in Blue Jeans Day.
Wasn't that a Neil Diamond song?
What was the Neil Diamond song with Blue Jeans? Blue Jeans.
People used to request that they called it Reverend Blue Jeans, but it was Forever in Blue Jeans.
That was it. 1836, the siege of the Alamo began in San Antonio, Texas on this date. You went and saw
it. Just there about a month ago.
San Antonio, yeah. 1861, Lincoln arrives in Washington amid secrecy and tight security, rumors of assassination attempt, but they got him there safely. He changed some planes. He was in some sort of costume, too. 91 years ago, in 1927, President Calvin Coolidge signed a bill creating the Federal Radio Commission, now known as the FCC. The name changed in 1934, Federal Communications Commission. 73 years ago, in 1945, that famous, the Associated Press photographer by the name of Joe Rosenthal took that iconic photo in Japan, the raising of the U.S. flag on Iwo Jima. There had already been a flag up there. They just replaced it with a bigger flag, but that was the iconic moment that led to the thing in Washington where you can go see the replica of the raising of the flag at the Iwo Jima Memorial. 1954, children received the first polio vaccine. This was such a big deal. This was at Arsenal Elementary School in Pittsburgh. First injections of the new polio vaccine developed by Dr. Jonas Salk. Changed everything.
Did.
1965, filming started on the Beatles' follow-up to Hard Day's Night on location in the Bahamas. The working title of the movie was Eight Arms to Hold You, for some reason. Our song of the day comes from Minnesota-born Nobel Prize winner for literature, poet, singer, songwriter, Robert Alan Zimmerman. I had to finally break down and do this one. The year is 1965. The album Highway 61 Revisited. Positively 4th Street. And positively Bob Dylan.
You got a lot I knew. I say you are my friend. When I was down, you just a dead.
Dylan's writing children's books. But did you also know you can order a special compilation of songs he wrote just for kids? It's Bob Dylan Sings Mother Goose. You get fabulous, timeless classics like these.
Hickory! Jiggory dug! Last rain of the clock. Farmer in the dew. Farmer in the dew. Hi-ho, the merry old farmer in the dew. Little Bo Peep lost to sheep. Don't know where to find him.
Daddy, that man hurts my ears.
Come on, Jimmy. It's Bob Dylan.
My dad at the dinner table, when he heard Bob Dylan and everybody was going goo-goo on him, he goes, he can't sing. He's awful. What is it? 1972, after 5 years of marriage, Priscilla Presley moves out of the Elvis Presley home in California, two-bedroom apartment that she moved into.
I'm out of here.
The divorce would become finalized in October of 73. She got an outright cash payment of $725,000, as well as spousal support, child support, 5% of Elvis's new publishing companies. Yeah, that's a big one. And half the income of the sale of their Beverly Hills home.
She never stopped loving him.
And a chance.
And he never stopped loving her.
To launch a career that put her in the path of Leslie Nielsen.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Let's not forget that she was on Dallas.
Nice, Presley.
Oh, yeah, no, she is remembered for that.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
1980 on this date, Eric Heiden speed skates into Olympic history, wins the 10,000-meter race at the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, setting a world record for his time and winning an unprecedented fifth gold medal in the game. On that same date in 1980, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, number one from Queen on that date. Oh, boy, 24 years ago, 1994, Nancy Kerrigan came home with a silver medal from the Winter Olympics in Norway. Tanya Harding placed 10th.
Why?
Because of karma, Tanya Harding. That's why you placed 10th.
Do you want to go see that movie?
I haven't yet.
I think it's why we've what we've seen in this Winter Olympiad, karma.
I might go see it tonight.
And Parma is a city in Ohio near Cleveland.
They bowl there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They bowl there. Oh, they
see? They bowl.
Oh, they bowl there. Yeah.
I knew Ohio had bowlers.
And I'm going to sound very, don't take this wrong, but there's a lot of Polish people in Parma, and they seem to like to bowl. I guess that's, I'll hear about that. 1995, singer Melvin Franklin of the Temptations died of a brain seizure at the age of 52. In 78, Franklin was shot in the hand and the leg while trying to stop a man from stealing his car. 12 years ago in 2006, the 1 billionth legally downloaded song, was purchased on iTunes. The song, Speed of Sound from Coldplay.
Was it New Supply?
No, it wasn't. I'm all out of downloads. I can't live without you. 2014, Dale Earnhardt Jr. wins his second Daytona 500 race, 10 years after his first win in a race postponed by heavy rain. Birthdays, Mark Price is 50. He was Skippy on Family Ties. Kristen Davis is 53. Sex in the City. She was Charlotte. Tom Baudet, he'll keep the light on for you. Motel 6 commercials. He's 63 today. Also 63 today, Howard Jones, who had a string of 80s hits, I should say. What is Love? Life in One Day. Things Can Only Get Better. No One Is to Blame. I like No One Is to Blame. That's a good one.
I like Things Can Only Get Better.
Pamela Richardson, the wife of Tim Allen on Home Improvement. She's 67 today. Ed Too Tall Jones, Dallas Cowboy legend, is 6'10", and he's 67 today. Peter Fonda is 78. Jane Fonda's little brother is best known for starring in Easy Rider, and that's about it. That's about the not many other things worth noting. Johnny Winter would have had a birthday today, the albino Edgar Winter brother. He died in 2014. We're 6 days away from birthday. Don't forget the South Park party tomorrow night.
South Park.
16 days till the time change, 25 days till the vernal equinox in the beginning of spring, 39 days till Easter and April Fool's Day on the same day, 43 days till the South Florida Trail of Tears, and 306 days until ho, 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 Merry Christmas. That's your time out.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
One of my favorite players for the Marlins, a catcher named Greg Zahn, he was from Parma, Ohio.
Really?
They were known as the Parmesan family.
Oh, my God.
It's only going to get worse.
Save that for your convoluted intro, man.
In Cleveland, you make Parma jokes about White Sox, and it's Parma. Everything's Parma. Parma jokes.
And since it's Tom Baudet's birthday, I knew I had some Motel 6 stuff in the system, but all I could find was this. Here's our risky click of the day.
Hi, this is Tom Baudet from Motel Crossdress. You know, a lot of folks just leave their clothes cramped up in their suitcase when they travel. But at Motel Crossdress, we want you to take out your skirts, blouses, and especially your frilly unmentionables and leave them all over one of our clean, comfortable rooms. Then, when you go out to dinner, I'll sneak in and try them on because, well, sometimes I just want to feel pretty. The only thing I ask is that you don't call the police when you find out, because my wife doesn't know, and Well, that could be kind of embarrassing. This is Tom Bodette of Motel Crossdress, and I'll put your panties on for you.
I'm trying to remember what inspired that, though.
I have no idea.
There's some story with Tom Bodette.
I don't know.
There might have been a study where...
Say it ain't so.
Most people who check into Motel 6 do so to dress in women's clothes. I have no idea.
Oh, my lands.
There have been, I've noticed a trend, you know, since I look at news every day, it seems like certain types of stories turn up more frequently than others. Yet another deer has broken through the window into a building or a storefront. This one happened at Williams Baptist College in Walnut Ridge, Arkansas, yesterday. Just came bursting through the window. Damage was minimal, just a couple of bucks.
Oh, my God.
Told you it was going to get worse before it got better.
Oh, Daddy.
This show is brought to you by years of drug abuse. It's 6:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM. God, we were talking about this before the show. Yesterday, and she was so incredible, we actually replayed the entire interview in the 5 o'clock hour, happy hour. We talked to Lisa Chauvin, a friend of mine who's a teacher at Douglas High School. Mm-hmm. And then... right after that interview, the second replay, the story broke about the deputy that was on the ground and stayed outside that building
for four minutes.
While he was hearing gunshots in there, he's outside the school and didn't enter.
And the thing is, you know, that used to be wait till the SWAT team arrives. But they've changed that policy. In fact, they changed it back in 2009 where... instead of waiting for a SWAT team, they're told to go confront the shooter if they can.
And you don't have the time to wait.
And Lisa, who has been to so many funerals and viewings and just, you know, she's trying to cope with. This is something she went into a little detail on. She's really, and many others, too, are struggling with survivor's guilt down there.
Yeah, yeah.
She rarely leaves the campus during the workday, but that particular day she had a 1 o'clock appointment off campus, so she signed out because she had taught her last class for the day. Mm-hmm. And had it not been for that lunch, she would have been in the building where all of this came down. Mm-hmm. And she's struggling with trying to accept that she got this break. And I said, well, and she had some very certain ideas and opinions on, you know, how they can address this in the future.
I listened yesterday because I knew the night before that you were confirming everything for that interview. Mm-hmm. And I was, that to me, that's appointment radio. Like, we're so fortunate that you have those connections down there, and you were able to talk to someone that not only that you've known for years, but that was, you know, firsthand involved with that stuff. And her responses, her ideas for how things should be handled, I thought were fabulous.
It was interesting to hear her describe in the aftermath that her phone was literally exploding with calls from New York City area codes.
Yeah.
All the networks are trying to contact anybody
school
to come on. And I know she mentioned last night, had I known that they were going to make this so political, I would have gone on and said what I just told you. I would love to have a firearm locked in my classroom so that if something started, I could get the kids into the classroom closet and put one between the eyes.
Yeah, that's what she said. And I told you earlier before we went on the air, because we were talking about it, my kid's sister teaches third grade. My mom's been an educator for years in Georgia. And when I heard her say yesterday that she's trained, she's got her certification or whatever, she's permitted to do this, to carry a weapon, and she said that she wanted the option of being able to keep her firearm locked in her desk, and if something happened, she would lock her kids in the closet, and if that person tried to get into her classroom, they wouldn't do it without one between the eyes. And my kid's sister is my kid's sister, and I'm super protective of her, but she's a third grade teacher. She has been for years. I don't want her to be forced to do something she's not comfortable with, like firing a gun, because I don't think Aaron's ever shot before. But she could have that option to go get training and do stuff like that if she wanted to, then I think that's it. But I think making it mandatory, because that's what your friend said. She said she didn't want to walk around with a gun on her hip.
The other interesting thing was that as soon as this information spread, they knew who it was right away. That's how known the threat of this kid was within the you know, the people that worked in, and attended that school. And yet, again, nothing was done.
Did she know that particular student?
She knew of him, had not taught him personally.
But, I think she said that.
But she lost three of her own students and three faculty members in the... and it's been, a, you know, and that's why she's dealing with the survivors thing. Well, you know what? I said, maybe somebody here that works in the school administration heard what you had to say and was inspired and has an idea, and maybe you just helped make our schools safer here. It was, you know, she was so certain about everything that she had to say. So, obviously, you know, there's another plan for you. But that was an unforgettable interview. And she's was very open about the fact that, you know, what this has been like, you know, dealing with it in the aftermath and so forth. And how the whole clown show erupted with CNN, and that they were screening people, and it was just one big anti-gun pep rally. That's what it was designed to be. And she said, I'm glad I didn't participate. She was invited. 641 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. We have The Cheap and Trashy. There isn't a whole lot going on. A couple of movie trailers to share with you. And then at 7 o'clock, Jay will bring us today's edition of Random Facts. Following that, we'll have our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Today's delicious Reuben sandwiches brought to you by Food Outlet.
Gosh.
You can get everything you need to make a great Reuben at any of the three Food Outlet locations on Highway 14 and Postcard, like Millbrook, Main Street, and the preferred Catmunity. And, of course, Coliseum Boulevard, where we'll be sending Bailey Grahams at 7:45. Sunday morning in front of the chicken tenders. 6:42.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
A little bit of patchy fog in spots, but nothing like yesterday morning. A sun and cloud mix again today. Very warm, high temperature. Well, the record is 83 from 1996, and I think we'll be very close to that mark, if not better than that today. We had 84 yesterday, 85 the day before. Spotty afternoon showers, perhaps. I think the radar, if you look at my morning video, you'll see future radar, little specks on it during the afternoon hours. And I think that's the way it'll play out. So you could see a renegade shower. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, mild tonight, low 62. Tomorrow, another partly sunny day. High in the low 80s again, the last day in the 80s in this series, which began Monday. We'll tease the record of 83 tomorrow. Risk of an afternoon shower, maybe a thunder shower into the evening hours. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later on Saturday night. An increasing threat in the overnight hours. And in fact, some of the showers and storms likely on Sunday could be strong, possibly severe. Storm Prediction Center has us in a severe weather risk. Keep your weather app handy all weekend, because it'll be very helpful if there's a warning for your area. Sunday's high 72. Right now, we have mostly clear skies. East winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 60 at 6:43.
All right, let's head down to the traffic dungeon. Come back with Cheap and Trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still looking really good out there on this Friday morning. Nothing on the interstate systems. Taylor Road, Vaughn Road looking real good. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. And the 31s look real good so far this morning. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Quick suggestion for your calendar and helping a great organization, Hospice of Montgomery, is doing the annual Derby Day party the first Saturday in May. You can get all the details at hospiceofmontgomery.org. It is a wonderful event. It's fun. People dress for the occasion. The food and beverage is top-notch, and we help a great organization that does incredible work here in the River Region, and we want to make sure that their services are available to all who need them, regardless of ability to pay. Please, when you have a chance, visit hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Marriage is about a lot more than the wedding day. Lots of folks get married on Valentine's Day. Three good reasons for this are: anniversaries are easy to remember, gifts are easy to buy, and there are lots of romantic things to do on February 14th. The one big reason not to get married on Valentine's Day is that couples married on this date are 18 to 36% more likely to get divorced. Researchers at the University of Melbourne believe this is because couples who marry on Valentine's Day are more concerned about the date of their wedding than they are their long-term compatibility. Jesus said we should never make marriage vows lightly, because when a man leaves his father and his mother and is joined to his wife, the two become one in God's eyes. So what if this Valentine's Day we encourage couples who take their wedding vows seriously and we cheer them on? Marriage is about a lot more than the wedding day, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Isn't the tactic mud and we're just going to fling it as much as we can?
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's tremendous.
Just never gets old.
It's inevitable that something's going to happen.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club. So you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Spring is about to be sprung on us.
Yes, right there, Bubba. You know, we've got all kinds of great new items coming in the store, and one of the hottest items are the corksicle drink glasses. We have the wine tumblers. We have just the regular 16-ounce drink tumblers. We have the thermoses. They're like pastel colors, real pretty, perfect gift for somebody, or perfect just to hang out by the pool or at the lake. And if that's not your thing, we've got great looking new jewelry that's coming in, and purses, springtime, summertime purses coming in every day at Tucker Pecan. We've got cover-ups. We've got all kinds of great, great items at Tucker Pecan. Tea towels for the lake, pillows for the lake. And you know what? If that's not your thing, Bubba, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Made fresh daily. Come by Tucker Pecan and we can hook you up with some good chocolate covered pecans, white chocolate, honey pecans, praline, you name it, we've got it at Tucker Pecan.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Kelly from Pet Palace Hotels, the Tri-County area's premier pet resort. Stop by for a tour of Pet Palace Hotels, where we specialize in boarding, grooming, and daycare. Mention this ad to receive $10 off a bath or grooming. Pet Palace Hotels, 565 Pike Road, in between Vaughn Road and Highway 80, a mile from CVS. Like us on Facebook.
Pet Palace Hotels, where your pets are treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is Friday around here.
The weekend has landed.
Yeah, you know, it's about time.
This sucks. Being here sucks. This work sucks.
Seriously, I understand. I know what it's like to have a hard week.
Weekend!
Yeah! Yeah! I need a drink right now. You look like I need a drink.
I need something to drink.
What's your poison? You down with scotch?
Would you like some more champagne?
I'd love some.
Very well, drinks on me.
Yeah! Can I get you a nice, crisp liter of schnapps?
I'm starving. You got any gin?
Got a drink, yeah, a nasty drink.
Who's up for a libation?
That's what I call a great idea.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy for this Friday morning at 6:49. I'm your Cheap and Trashy correspondent, Greg Boudreau. Now let's catch up on Winter Olympic news. As of last night, Norway has 35 total medals. Canada is second with 27. Germany.
What's wrong with the medals we got?
Germany got 25, and we are in fourth place with 21, including 8 gold medals.
Well, if you ain't first, you're last.
Lindsey Vonn, who did not have the kind of Olympic success that was expected for by herself and by others, did manage to scatter her grandfather's ashes along one of the ski courses.
Interesting.
He had passed away in November and was stationed in Korea as part of the Army Corps of Engineers. It's been more than a decade since figure skater Tara Lipinski has seen her Olympic gold medal, but it's on tour.
What?
It goes to museums and exhibits and stuff like that so people can see what an actual gold medal looks like. Chevy Chase.
I heard about this. Upstate New York? Was it road rage?
What? I'm sorry, what?
Apparently a truck cut him off.
Yeah.
So he flashed his lights and chased down the truck and said,
"And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, fourth-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, this hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey he is. Hallelujah!"
Holy crap, where's the Tylenol?
The truck driver says that Chase tried to get into the car to punch him. Chase did yank the door open, lunged inside. One of the guys in the truck admits that they kicked Chevy in the shoulder, but said it was in self-defense. Chase was kicked so hard he fell to the ground. He's almost 75 years old.
I think one of the most interesting parts of the story is they didn't know who
he was. They didn't know who he was.
He could have been the man in the moon. They didn't know.
The people in the truck were all in their 20s. They had no idea.
Oh, my God.
That they were dealing with Clark Griswold.
You think about one of the opening scenes from Christmas Vacation, and it's where he's like, you know, what does he say, eat my dust?
Eat my rubber.
It's like he gets it out of whack or whatever, but then they get in that whole thing with the truck that's behind them, tailgating them.
Yeah.
And they end up under the log truck.
Oh, yeah. That's a great scene.
If I was feeling better, I might have actually thought of that, grabbed that audio, and had it ready for the show, but I didn't. And there's a good reason for that.
My dad said, "Chase on crack. Crack, I tell you.
I suck at this job."
All right, a couple of movies opening up this weekend. First,
in theaters, the science fiction thriller Annihilation. It's the story of a movie opening up against the blockbuster run of Black Panther.
I see.
Now playing.
I don't know why it's loaded.
This one. Now open. Married couples get together for the movie Game Night. Sorry, 50 Shades movie. This is how married people really spend their free time. Game Night, now showing.
I was doing that yesterday. Can we make it
really?
And tell Tom Jones?
Yeah, we'll tell Tom.
Tell Tom. Tom likes to know when things are wrong.
I thought it was that part you have down, but that's not it. I don't know.
No. And I recorded it properly, believe it or not. Does either one of those films like something you want to rush out and see?
No.
Okay. me either. There is a movie, well, they'll make a movie about anything, about the guy who invented Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh.
It's a story about Richard Montañez, who grew up as a migrant farmer, picking grapes in Southern California before he became a janitor at Frito-Lay. One day, a machine broke, leaving some Cheetos without their orange cheese dust, so he took them home and coated them with chili powder. His friends and family loved them, convinced them to pitch the idea to the company. He got a meeting with executives, got some books on business strategies, bought his very first necktie for $3, and made his pitch. Now he is a top level executive at Frito-Lay.
Isn't that a great story? Amazing. That's a great story.
Here's a list of the 10 most annoying Disney sidekicks. I don't know most of these. Gurgi from the Black Cauldron?
I don't know that one.
Well, Black Cauldron's not really well known anyway.
Coda from Brother Bear.
And that's another one that's very...
The Gargoyles from The Hunchback.
Better.
Care for that. Zin from Dinosaur.
Nope.
And B.E.N. from Treasure Planet.
Goodness. What? They just picked the obscure Disney movies.
Yeah, they sure did.
With the exception of, like, Hunchback, that's about it.
Here's good news for Rush Hour fans. Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan are going to make Rush Hour 4.
No, that's what I've been waiting on.
Yeah, there'll be another 2 hours of somebody who shrieks like a squawking parrot.
Now, somebody had to sit down in a meeting and actually say, yeah, we'll spend money on that.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll finance this.
What a great idea. Is it possible you can do a film without having to, you know, scream through the entire production?
Wonder if Spielberg's available.
And I have one other note here. It's Led Zeppelin's 50th anniversary.
Whoa.
Robert Plant says, somewhere a cork will pop. Huh?
What's going on?
Your face right now. Bless your heart. I love you.
I'm going to make you the cheap and trashy understudy so that...
What the... No.
When my neuroreceptors are not completely connecting, you can take over for me.
No.
It is 6:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Carpets, flooring, neat, cleaning, listen to this deal.
Hello, this is Jody Pangle with Peaches and Clean. I know you've heard of us, but do you know what we do? We clean floors, from professional, powerful carpet cleaning to ceramic tile and grout cleaning. Peaches and Clean's biggest carpet cleaning discount of the year is happening now. 3 rooms and a hall for only $99. You owe it to yourself and your carpets.
If you have not had the Peaches and Clean experience, they are amazing. And we tested them 17 ways from Sunday just to see. You know, we had them with the chocolate on the car seat, mildew on outdoor furniture, carpet, and soft leather upholstery. And the technicians really know their stuff. I mean, that's a very sophisticated piece of equipment they show up with a combination of different chemicals, and they address as needed. It's not like they show up with one hose fits all. It's totally adjusted and customized to whatever it is you need clean. But for $99, 3 rooms and a hall, that is a deal that cannot be topped. Make every, and not only that, your carpeting, you know, odors get buried in there. And when Peaches and Clean leaves, there's a nice lemony fresh smell, too, in addition to dazzling carpeting. Peaches and Clean can also bring carpeting to their massive cleaning facility. Do it there. They hang it to dry, do everything with the time required to make sure the outcome is guaranteed to make you a 100% satisfied Peaches and Clean customer. Learn more at peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Or call them at 277-6937 while this opportunity lasts. 3 rooms in a hall, $99 at Peaches and Clean. Fresh edition of Fox News, Jay's Random Facts, and of course, following that, a $10 food outlet pop quiz.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are 5 reasons a first home buyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-time homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-time homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Life is hilariously cruel.
If you love me, why not share your love handle?
Sounds like fun.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found